So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve Newell from Flicks.
Good afternoon.
What's
from
up?
My living room.
How's things in the living room?
Have you turned into a couch potato yet, Steve?
I have, well, I've turned. What if I started as one?
Embraced.
A stuffed couch potato. Maybe with a
bacon. Oh, don't. I kind of miss Wendy's. One of those potatoes you get with the bacon and the fake cheese.
Look, guys, we're not supposed to talk about all the things that we can't have at the moment.
Fair enough.
Which is why I'm going to talk to you about cinemas.
Cinemas?
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, regroup.
So it's been a little while since we've been to the movies now, right? It's been a couple of weeks, I guess.
Mm, yes.
And those poor suckers all have their doors closed and are, I guess, trying to just sweat this thing out and get to the other side and open up again. And no one knows what it's going to look like and yada, yada, yada. But a really good practical solution has popped up today from our good pals down the road at Academy Cinemas.
Yes.
It's something they've been working on for a while, because I think they've wanted a way for people to rent films to watch at home that they kind of curate and you know, reflect their programming. But goddamn, isn't today a good day to launch a service where you can rent movies and watch them at home?
Somebody's actually just texted that in. So obviously it's the hot sort of ticket around town.
Well, if they're trying to trademark the idea, that's probably not going to stand up in court. But if they're referring to this thing that's happened...
They are.
And that's,
lads, Academy Cinemas has now online films. Unless they've started their own Academy Cinemas, which would be bold at this point, I think.
So what these folks are doing is it's a range of stuff that you'd be familiar with, the sorts of titles that they play down there, like Portrait of a Lady on Fire, Parasite, Come to Daddy.
Huh.
Good Lovely. Range of sort Lovely. Of festival type fare. It's not a... not necessarily like a buy films situation, but you can rent classic and recent release films for 7 days. They're still going to do their $5 Wednesdays, apparently. So I think that they time code this somehow to kind of, you know, figure out when you're watching it and give you a discount and stuff like that. I'm quite into this. I'm quite into the idea of browsing
how
through
does it work?
Selections.
Is it all? Do these selections not typically appear on other streaming services? Are they a bit more unique to the actual cinema experience?
There's definitely some overlap. Like Parasite, for instance, is kind of available to rent and buy in a bunch of different places.
Mm.
But what I quite like about this is if you're going to do that anyway, it's kind of nice that you hang a couple of bucks to your local cinema rather than to Apple or whomever. And for a film like Portrait of a Lady on Fire, that's been... I can't confirm this 100%, but I have a feeling this has been held from release elsewhere to be one of the launch titles for Academy to kind of give this a bit of a zhuzh. People have been getting in touch with Flicks for the last sort of 4 to 6 weeks trying to find out where they can see that. So... pretty cool. I mean, there's not a huge amount of titles, but if you like Academy and what they do, and you want to catch up on anything that they've played, give them a bit of financial support. This does sound like an infomercial, but I just really, really dig this idea. I think it's a really cool thing to do.
Do you think all cinemas could potentially do this?
It is going to go broader. So the foundation of this, the software behind this is going to be utilised by a bunch of different cinemas. It's been developed locally and it's actually being offered internationally as well. So this may be just a bit of a stopgap, I guess, to get cinemas through to the other side of whatever that might be.
It'd be interesting.
Good way to catch up on a film like Mandy, or they've got classics like Heathers. If you want to get into some slightly erotic horror, there's a great Daughters of Darkness in there as well. Have a browse. ondemand.academycinemas.co.nz.
Steve, just sort of on this whole quarantine thing, is that holding up? Obviously, it's holding up a lot of the big cinema releases. What do you foresee in the future? Are they just going to sit on them until everyone is free to get back into the cinema?
Yeah, by and large, I think. So the speed with which films have come to sites like iTunes have accelerated. So there's basically realizing that there is demand to watch stuff at home. But in terms of major releases, they can just kind of shuffle, studios can just shuffle that calendar back, creating pent-up demand and knowing that when the, you know, when the switch gets turned on, they've got that product sitting there that people want to see.
Mm. It's worth waiting for the box office, eh? Because then they get that box office cash.
I think they need the industry is definitely built on those, you know, 2, 3, maybe 4 different bites of the income. So you have your theatrical income, then you sell it digitally or physically a few months later, then you sell it to a Netflix, and then right down the bottom is grody old TV. So without that first chunk of change up front, it does kind of undermine the model a bit that Hollywood has taken all of our billions of dollars off us with.
Anything good daytime TV at the moment? Anybody know of?
I don't even know what daytime TV is now.
I haven't got a TV at the moment. It's strange. Normally I'd have something sort of on. I'm sure there's something good.
I'll watch me COVID briefings. That was quite entertaining this afternoon. Bit of comedy in there amongst people asking for feedback on people claiming that 5G caused COVID-19. That was a great moment of news television today. But yeah, I reckon just keep chugging through stuff you've been meaning to get around to seeing or whatnot.
Any highlights from the streaming services in the last week for you?
One thing I will signal that's coming out on Monday is a new HBO series called Run, which is streaming here via Neon. It's created and written by Phoebe Waller-Bridge's collaborator Vicky Jones, who has worked with Waller-Bridge on all of her projects to date. And it's this like punchy little show. It's sort of like half-hour-ish episodes. And it's based on this really simple premise. A woman's sitting in her car, looking pretty bummed out, talks to her husband on the phone, bit of a stink conversation, nothing too dramatic, but just a bit gum. And then she gets a text that says, run. She reacts to that, texts the word run back, and springs into life a plan that she hatched with her old college boyfriend, where if one of them ever texted that word to the other, and the other replied with the word run, they would both bail on their lives, meet up, and catch a train across America together.
Wow, that's romantic and a bummer for a lot of people.
Yeah, it is, exactly. You totally nailed it. There's this run away from your life fantasy part of it, but the reality of doing that is not too far behind.
So a camera kind of sticks around.
It's also funny. Yeah. And romantic and lots of stuff.
What was that called?
Check out a trailer. It's called Run.
Run. Okay. Actually, speaking of funny, I kind of watched a sort of a dark comedy, sort of, I don't want to say horror, but like thrillery sort of thing. It's called Extraordinary. Ring any bells?
It does ring a bell. I'm trying to figure it out.
It's British. And it got over the line for me. There's enough kind of little funnies in there. And kind of well done. Worth a watch.
Is that with Will Forte? Is that the one?
I don't know the people's names, sorry. But extraordinary. It's about kind of possession and stuff like that. There's kind of witchcraft in there and stuff like that. It's fun.
I think it's the film with Will Forte, who's the American comedian prone to OTT acting.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that, but it kind of all sort of fits. But yeah, I don't know. It worked out for me anyway. I was, you know, when you're like, is this going to be? And then you're like, yeah, it's all good.
He's the dude that's in the film MacGruber and Last Man on Earth.
I think it is that guy, actually. Yeah.
I will take your recommendation.
Go on, have a look, mate. You might like it. If you like Drag Me to Hell and stuff like that, you know, it's kind of a little bit fun. And
you got me. I'm going to turn that into my daytime TV watching tomorrow instead of actually finding out what daytime TV
Okay, I will try find a TV to have a look at then, and I'll get on top of the daytime TV thing. Thanks.
Hey, good to chat to you guys. I'll ruffle through a few movies for next week.
Cool, man. What's going on at 4:41? Anything hard out or?
Just a late 4:20, I guess.
All right, see you later, mate.
Thanks, Dave. Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.